Well, good morning. It is 10:31 a.m. on Saturday, April the 11th, 2026, here on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 54, 5, 6 degrees. A white lilac. Not so many of those here. That's pretty. That's pretty. I've walked right by it days on end. Probably not the first time I've noticed it, but first time this season. So yeah, Saturday, I just, as I'm walking along, I'm remembering all the things I was supposed to do before I got underway this morning and didn't do. I'll have to do them when I get back. Posting this will be the next thing I need to do after I get all those things done. Assuming I don't forget. Crow making a lot of noise. Sorry, buddy, I didn't bring your peanuts today. Again. So what have I done today? Well, I got up, I got groceries. I'd be eating oatmeal for the next few days. Not a hardship, but breaks the Chex and blueberries habit because I couldn't get blueberries. Not too surprising. They're not local. They're not in season. They're, as far as I know, they're stuck in the Straits of Hormuz. I don't know. The fuel for the cargo plane that flies them here from Chile is probably stuck in the Straits of Hormuz. As long as I can get coffee, and I suspect it will be too terribly long before even that's going to be a problem. I've been investigating growing my own coffee. Oh, those are pretty. Crab apple tree here with lovely pink rosettes, double blossoms. Very nice. So yeah, in this heat, Robusta works pretty well, apparently. What I don't know is whether or not it's too cold in the winter. The other side of that is, will it stay cold in the winter? I don't know. This last winter was kind of a yikes. I did shovel the driveway twice. And compared to the usual winter, where it seems like I'm shoveling it every other week, that's, while nice, I'm not going to complain about not having to rack myself up around a shovel. Corollary that is that we didn't get the water. Well, there's not water in the mountains. We, in this particular spot, are marginally drought, but just 20 miles west of us is deep drought. Unfortunately, that's where the water comes from. The snow melt. So, yeah. Still reading Wandering In, Volume 18. This one is, I mean, the last one was pretty good. This one is, I'm enjoying it a lot more. The storytelling from the first volume to this volume, not too surprisingly, has gotten better. I think part of it is the emphasis on the key player. Aaron. And the wandering in the setting that's also the main character, or a main character. No killing goblins. It's really, I've really been enjoying it. Good morning. Now don't look at me. I'm not worth looking at. That wasn't a criticism. That was like, no, you're right. Don't do that. AirPods in, so probably didn't hear me anyway. Stranger will fart with his hands in his pockets, shambling along. This dry mouth is going to kill me today. I've gone through almost a whole water bottle. Well, two-thirds. Two-thirds of a bottle, and I'm only a little more than halfway. So I also spent some time with Roger yesterday, spent some quality time. Did not get my sprints in the way I wanted to. That's okay. It's okay. It's not... This is all a work in progress. It's all practice. It's all... I don't want to do with this book that I've done with the last few, which is grunt something through just for the sake of having something on the page. This has to be right. And the biggest issue, of course, is that I have to follow, much as it might pain me to admit it, I have to follow some Dean Wesley Smith advice, which is learn everything you can about storytelling and writing and everything. And then when you sit down to write, forget it. It's like you don't pay attention to that. You don't try to do it on purpose. You don't try to do it because that's what you're supposed to do. Because that way is madness. It's what a lot of people do. It's particularly true with the writing to market people who are doing everything they can to hit all the buttons and pull all the levers and making sure that they cover the tropes adequately. And I confess I have been guilty of that to a certain extent. And particularly in science fiction, because I want the science fiction, Tenneth Fairport too, for that matter, I want it to be recognizable as space opera. I want it to be recognizable as low fantasy. So, this Wizard's Butler foray into what I call contemporary fantasy, what some people call urban fantasy, it's not really. other than the fact that there is magic in the world. And some people have it and some people don't. But there are no tropes. Like with Tenneth Report, it was looking at the classic fantasy trilogy where the young person leaves the farm and all the work to go off into the world to find music, find magic, a lightly disguised metaphor for puberty. Has some adventures, saves the world from the ultimate evil, and then ultimately can't go home again, because of course you can't go home again. And so my deal with Tanith was to invert those. So instead of gaining magic with fertility, Tanith gains magic with menopause. Instead of leaving home in the work, she escapes an unfortunate situation and has spent her life trying to find a home again. And she's, her ultimate evil, the thing she needs to beat, is not a world-ending evil. It's her fear that she's going mad. Because in order for it to be world-ending, an evil only has to convince you that it will end you. Because when you end, the world ends. Coming up, I get ready to say it with me, Monk Post. I don't have any of that with Roger. I don't have any of that baggage. Yes, it's a trilogy. Yes, book two was a bridge. Yes, book one was probably better. Book two isn't bad. Book three, I want book three to finish, tie off this wizard's whatever trilogy in a satisfying way that doesn't involve killing off Shackelford, killing off Roger, killing off anybody, really. So we'll see. We'll see how I do. We'll see if I can make it work. I'm playing a lot with Roger and Barbara. And the old man and Fidelia are just sort of, they're the supporting cast between in this journey that Barbara began in book one and continued in book two and needs to wrap up in book three, if only to lay the foundation for something to come after. And it's the same with Roger. The focus is on the wizard's butler. There were some complaints about how much Roger just did a lot of whining in book two, and for that matter, so did Barbara, to a certain extent. And that the cat wasn't featured enough, although the cat was in virtually every chapter. There was a section about the cat and clues about the cat and information about the cat and the cat as an actor. So it was there. It may not have been as obvious as in some of other books I've written, but it was there. I'm happy with it. Gideon comes back in book three, by the way. He's still there. He's still working through the vermin. walking through the lilacs and smelling the beauty. It smells great. Anyway, so yeah, it's not coming together the way I want it yet. But I'm also one of the tricks, if you want to call it a trick, one of my goals is to relax into the story and let the story unfold, to just keep writing what happens next. And to do that, I have to spend a significant amount of time so I get a sense of the story's flow. Right now, it's working, but doing it 500, 600, even 700 words at a time won't give me what I'm looking for in terms of story. It'll leave me with a patchwork of things that repeat themselves 6 pages later because I forgot that I wrote it 3 days ago. And it's only six pages later. So, yeah. I need to focus on that. I need to spend some quality time with my sprinting spreadsheet, because the sprinting spreadsheet really does work. And stacking them up works even better. So if I do 4 sprints in the morning, that's 2 hours. That's 2,000 words, more or less. That's me sinking into the story and letting it overflow onto the page. Open house again. So, music. This morning's music was The Blues Is the Truth, Ian McHugh, podcast out of the UK. And I put the Samsung Podcatcher, whatever the hell it is. I think it's just named Podcast. On the phone and downloaded it to see. I'm having some trouble with streaming, because streaming seems to only work when I'm connected to Wi-Fi. It does not want to work if I'm not connected to Wi-Fi, and I don't understand that. But the podcast downloads the file, so I don't have to be connected to anything. I can still listen to the files. Just listen to the last episode of Blues Is the Truth. Or part of it. Because I've been picking away at it for the last couple of days. It's really kind of cool. It's really kind of nice to have somebody play a song and then tell me a little bit about the artist and the music and who wrote it, who did it first, and I really liked that. See if I could find an archive of Austin Riffs, Mark and Miss V, from way back in the day. They covered the Austin, Louisiana bayou music scene a lot. And that was nice. I remember that quite fondly. And the repartee between Mark and Miss V was a joy. I was thinking about some of those old podcasts. It's like, how many of them are still around? I know Brian Ibbets is still there. Or he was last time I looked. Coverville. Maybe you should subscribe to Coverville. I don't listen to that much music. That's the thing. I don't have a lot of time to listen to anything because I'm usually plugged into the computer. And when I'm plugged into the computer, I have other things going on, other things I need to listen to. Even when I'm writing, I'm listening to MyNoise.net. And Three Friends of Winter seems to be a good one. And so is Lonesome Traveler, two of my favorites. And they sort of convince me that that's okay. I'm hearing these tunes. I must be writing. And it's comical because I'll turn them on and forget to hit the Pomodoro timer and just start writing. Because before I hit the timer, I want to go through and see, okay, what was I writing before I started so I could pick up where I left off. And then I'll start the timer, but then I forget to start the timer and I just keep writing. Which, if you're keeping score, that falls into the good category. That's like, oh, okay. The downside of it is that when I finally realize it, it's like, oh, shit. I don't know how long I've been writing. So I generally finish off the sentence and mark down the number of words and go get a cup of water. Because it's always satisfactory to look at. It's always satisfactory to look at. Finally got two of the big milestones reached. I got one more thing before I could go to the next phase and pick up some of the woo spiffy stuff. So I can push forward into phase 8 and 9. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Because I am at the back gate. And speaking of another day, tomorrow is a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.